This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Albertsons, big grocery chain, second largest in the U.S., but it's not a publicly traded stock until later this week. The Idaho-based company that is also Safeway, Vons, Jewel Osco, Shaw's, and others in disguise is hoping to raise $1.3 billion from investors. Supermarkets have had a booming pandemic with people eating at home and despite shortages. But with restaurants reopening, will the grocery surge last? Marketplace's Andy Euler has that.
Albertsons says its sales were up almost 50% in March and almost a quarter in April as compared to 2019. But Joel Rampolt at AlixPartners says that's not necessarily what analysts are focused on.
Everyone's sales are up, but by how much? And who's actually gaining share and who's losing share in a market in which overall grocery sales are way up?
One important measure is whether grocers can meet the new demands around convenience and delivery. Jim Hertel at Inmar Intelligence says that's what customers are after.
They want to shop online for at least a portion of their groceries. And the retailers who choose to avoid making those capital investments are really going to be missing out.
Albertsons says its digital sales jumped 32% in the fourth quarter. A Bank of America survey found that 60% of Americans say they're cooking more at home now. But as restaurants reopen and Americans start going out to eat again, it's unclear how much the uptick in grocery store sales will continue. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.